By the way, the Shurim are available on the web, on the Grah website. They're recorded every day. And after that, Zayin Amid Beis. Yesterday we learned the taste is Lotis. I just want to do a quick chazar again on the point of the Gemara and the Tesis. The Tesis, the Gemara had a question on Papi. You say that Al means the past, and therefore, before you do a mitzvah, you have to say the word La. It says clearly, by Lulav, you say Al Netilas Lulav. So Brighton, first you say Al Netilas Lulav. So he answered, no, that's because you're Yotzer already. When you pick it up, you're Yotzer already. Because Nesalai, when you pick it up, you're Yotzer. And Achari, is that Chiddush of a poppy, or is that possible? Is it possible that when you pick it up, you're Yotzer? Achari would have thought, without Tosfos opening his mouth, you would have thought that Nesalai, you've taken it. The mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is al netilas lulav. So you picked up your yoitzah. So the chiddush, what a poppy answers and says, well, you've got no choice because you've already been yoitzah. That's not a chiddush. That says in the brayta when you take it, you're yoitzah.
No, I would think it's a chiddush. Because I would think that mitzvah shrichas kavana, and he's picking it up in order to be yoitzah, but we didn't have in mind yet. And at the time of picking up, because that wasn't his kavanah, mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. That's what I thought.
First of all, you're saying you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, which itself.
No, I would think that that's what the Gemara. That's the havamina of the Gemara.
Itself is a big discussion about mitzvah tzrichas kavanah or not. So that we don't want to go down that way for now. We don't want to say we've got mafush a brisa saying mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. It's itself a big machleket. So if we ignore that point. Ignore Kavana for the time being. Because we know that itself is a machlokes, because we don't want a brayta to be one way or the other. So Netala, it says you take it, you're yaita. So that, the chaya, is not chiddush. So we had the question of Poppy, why did you say al? She said, because you're already yaita in it. You're already yaita. Which the chaya is pasha. The chaya, he's right. Netala means that you've taken it and you're yaita. So what's the next line of the Gemara? The Gemara says, Ihochi, if you're right, they've already been yaitza. Lotzeis boy. Why do you use the word lotzeis boy? Yotza boy mi boy. We should use the word yotza. Why are you asking me that? Why are you asking me that question? Isn't that a simple question on the brighter? Don't turn around and say it's got nothing to do with me. It's not a question. If brighter says Natali, and Natali automatically means you yaitza. And then it says on that, not says voice. There's some question of theory in the brayta. If it only means you've been yoitza, so you can't use the word not says voice. So what's the ihochi? Why is that question on a poppy? That's what Satan is coming to explain. This thing is, there was a poppy's chiddush, then Natale means that you're yoitza. There was a chiddush of a poppy. It's not mukhaf, then Natale means that you're yoitza. Because it could be, it means you took it upside down. It could mean you took it with Kavanah not to be Yaitza. So the word Nitaloi does not necessarily automatically mean you're a Yaitza. And since it carried on to say Lotte's boy, so it shows me clearly you were not Yaitza. Nitaloi, you took it, and you are not yet Yaitza. Ah, you took it. Yeah, you took it upside down. You took it with Kavanah not to be Yaitza. So it's possible, it's quite possible to be take it, and not to be yoitzer. And still we say, oh. And still we say, oh. That's the question on a poppy. And how can we say, oh, if you haven't been yoitzer yet? To which he says, no, I hold Natale means you were yoitzer. And the reason why we say lotzeis boy is just because of the sefer. But be careful. The machlokes here between a poppy and a popper is how to understand the brayta. Were you yoitzer when you pick it up or not? Comes to a poppy, Natale means you picked it up and you were yoitza. And a poppy said, not true. You pick it up, you weren't yoitza yet. You're talking about when you picked it up upside down. Pick it up with kavanah neitz. That was chazor of yesterday's shit. Lemaita came out from Tosfos. Tosfos ended off. When you take a lulav, you don't need to do any tricks. Ein tzach leivchoy. You don't need to turn upside down. Araya, no. Araya, from our Gemara. Her papa said, her papi said, that's what you do. Her papi said, that's what you do. Are you making a bracha? Making a bracha after doing the mitzvah? How can we do that? You make a bracha after doing the mitzvah. It's a big deal. Doesn't matter, because still you've got the nidurim afterwards. And therefore you can make a bracha after you've done the mitzvah, and still, you've still got some of the mitzvah left. That was the halacha that came out from Tosfos. Now if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like that. Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. And Shulchan Aruch says, you take the luluf, you're meant to take it in a way that you won't be yoita before you do the mitzvah. Let me find it. Steve, hey, Yevarach al Natilas luluf b'shechiyonu koidem sheyitzala esrog, before you take the esrog. Kedei sheyevarach oiva lasiyosam. You should not, so that should be oiva lasiyosam. Or you have to ask to go turn the esrog upside down like we do ad sheyevarach. So this is top based on Aleph Sifhei. So for now, Paskins, not like this. So when you take the lulav, you should take the lulav upside down, the esrog at least upside down. Or not to hold the esrog at all. The question is, why are you doing that? The Gemara said not like that. Yeah, we said, the Rishonim said, the Ran said, the reason why, Yossi is asking, why does the poppy say you shouldn't make the bracha before you pick it up? And we said, because we wanted to show that the mitzvah is not just on the actual taking, but the mitzvah is also on the nanun. But the question is, again, we're asking, according to, it's clear in the Gemara, that you make a bracha after you've been mekayim in the mitzvah. That's clear in the Gemara. So why is Shulchan Aruch coming to say otherwise? Shulchan Aruch, why is the Rambam coming to say otherwise? What's pshat in it? Well, we all know what we do. We have a problem what we do and what our mother is meant to be. Say again? Achlis kavana, why? If mitzvah is kavanah, I don't understand your point.
If they don't need kavanah.
If you don't need
kavanah. You're
right. But here in Shulchan Aruch didn't say do it without kavanah. Shulchan Aruch said hold the esrog upside down.
Yeah, or don't
lift it up. Why? And if I would pick it up. Because if you lift up one, you might be able to miss it. Poppy said, that's what you meant to do. If Poppy said, why do you say I'm going to see this little? Because going back to what you've been eating already. That means, so Masakim, that you take the lulav first, then you make the bracha, and then you shake. So that's the question. The question is, we're asking a question that what we do, what all of us do, what Shulchan Aruch tells us to do, it doesn't fit in with the sugya. It's not just a question of what we do, but the many Rishonim say clearly, you should do like the Gemara says. The Ritzvah brings down that there are opinions who say like Shulchan Aruch tells us to do. Obviously the Ritzvah was long before Shulchan Aruch, but he brings down the opinions like the Rambam was said to do it. And he says, Deina Klum, brings the Ritz, who says Deina Klum. Tim Cain, Lama Oma Bishmael Senu, Kim Dagbe, Nafik Be. Why does our sugya say, once you picked up your Yitzah? Why? Why do it that way? Do it the other way. Elamai. There was a reason why we want it to be this way. If there's a reason why we want it to be this way, so why Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam telling you other ways? In other words, we have clearly a brisa telling us that you've been yoitza the mitzvah before you make the bracha. Clearly a brisa saying that. So if so, why are we going out of our way not to do like that? It's not the idea.
Saying that if you did it this way, you're
No, the Brisa is telling you what to do. It says, look at the Brisa again. Ha'ois lulu of le'atzmo. Suddenly you make, it's telling you what to do. Suddenly you're making a lulu of, he should make a bracha shechion, make him on, make him on, as well as them. Nitalo lotzit. But oimeh, he should say, it's not saying, if he takes, if he took him not up. Since it isn't the im notal lotzis boy omer shigut shaman nitaloi. Nitaloi is the way. It's not the same thing. Nitaloi is describing how you're meant to be doing the mitzvah. Like the oiselula. And no, v'yitzol is from a him. Nitaloi. He takes it. He takes it lotzis boy. He says this wrong. No, he takes it.
Hello.
Follow,
yeah, he took it,
lotte
for the intention of being behind
him. No, then it would say im notal. Im notal, that would say. That's what the Brisa says. You're talking about something that happened that uses the word im before. And anyway, the whole Brisa, you can see clearly, it's telling you what you're meant to do. Oh, it says, telling you what you're meant to do. You're meant to do like this. Then you do this. So there's no reason to say it should be a b'di'emet. So again, that's the big difficulty on what we do, and we're doing because we also the Rambam. The Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, passages like that, has this been with what we do.
I think we're reading the Gemara wrong.
That's not very good.
Okay. What?
That's not very good. We're reading the Gemara wrong. Okay. Yossi is saying the reason why we do it like we do it is because we're reading the Gemara.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a little case that's in Shemukh Shiv. Mm-hmm. The Gemara is talking about a case where somebody picked it up to make it into a bundle.
Yeah.
He picked it up into a bundle, and he has it in his hand now. But now let's say that Tzilot HaTzilbo, if what he picked it up to make it into a bundle, he had in mind to be Yotzer in this world, he has to put it down.
So then why is it saying Natale? He's saying you picked up already before.
No,
because
I know that Tesla, when he was lifting me up, to be only already.
Okay, listen, I don't think that's a shot. So the that's the case which a lot of people are asking, and the answer, which you also started beforehand saying, before you went completely off, but beforehand what Yossi was saying is, and we need to understand it though. Yeah, it depends on her poppy and her pop. Depends on her poppy and her pop. According to her poppy, the Brisa is clearly telling me that you make the bracha after you've already done the mitzvah. Because it says Al. And Al is on the past. So the Brisa is clearly telling me that you've already been mekayim the mitzvah. And then the Brisa must be telling me that you make a bracha afterwards because of the reason, like we said, because we wanted to show that the bracha is also going on the lanuim. But, according to a popper, there is no such writer, says Al, because Al can mean in the future. So there is no such writer telling us clearly that you made the bracha after you've already done the mitzvah. And then we fall back on the normal rule of kala mitzvahs vavachim oivlas yasam, the normal rule which tells us you should make the bracha before you perform the mitzvah, and therefore you should have the etzig upside down. The etzig upside down, we should have come on not to be Yotzer, one of those eight, or not to pick up the Etziget. So in other words, you ask the question, yesterday Moshe asked, but we don't do like this, right? The Gemara tells us that you have come on, you make the bracha after you've read the Mekan Mitzvah. And we don't do like this. The question is why? So the question really was, why is the culture of poppy do we not make the bracha beforehand? So we have an answer for that. You don't make a bracha beforehand because we want to show that the mitzvah is also the nanuin. So we don't want to make a bracha beforehand. So therefore, says to poppy, that's why this brisa tells me you're already being the kind of mitzvah. You told us where you're already being the kind of mitzvah. And now you make the bracha. So that's all a poppy. And Papir says that Al means the Sha'ava is Al-Koch is telling me that you were already Mekayim the Mitzvah, and Al-Koch is telling us this big Chiddush, the Divi Olay of Potter, that Al-Koch can mean the future as well. So we've got no raya from this bright of a Chlal for this Chiddush that you make a bracha after you've done the Ikka Mitzvah in order to show the Nenun is also part of the Mitzvah. There's no Chiddush v'chlal, no raya from this bright. So then we revert back to the Pashtus. Pashtus is you make a bracha before you do the Ikka Mitzvah. And therefore, that's why we hold the Esther upside down. Yes, Yossi.
I'm going to ask about, I think the difficult issue that might occur. Are we saying that if a person doesn't do non-reading on Yotzei, we'll just lift this thing up?
If we say, do we say what?
If he doesn't do the non-reading, what is Yotzei?
Yeah, it's the Ikemitzu, yeah.
He was Yotzei.
The Ikemitzu.
So there's a couple of issues that could occur. One is he could have lifted up, recited the Rasa, and then not do the non-reading. He doesn't know what to do or whatever, and then he
have
an issue with the bracha.
Don't throw in more than one question at a time. Yossi is saying, how can we allow you to make a bracha afterwards? Maybe you won't do the number and it'll be a bracha la atala.
No, it wouldn't be because
we
follow
Rav Papa.
Rav Papa says that it's perfectly fine.
No, he's asking first of all Rav Papi.
Oh,
Rav Papi says you make a bracha after you've done the mitzvah. Because it's going to come to the Nenurim. So Yossi says, then he might try not to do the Nenurim. I'll say, Hogufa, why are you making a bracha afterwards in order to show that Nenurim is part of the Mitzvah?
Right.
So nobody's going to make that mistake.
Right. So what about the following?
I'm going to Papa, Al is before. Al means something that came, you're saying it for some, Al is at, Al is before. I mean, you say Al at the end. So fine, so you said Al on the mitzvah that you did. How does that show the Nanuim? He doesn't say that Al is the Haba. He says Al is Haba.
Yeah, but the problem is that you're meant to make brachas over la siyasa before you do a mitzvah. So that should make you be wondering, why am I making bracha after doing the mitzvah? Which will make me realize, no, because there is another part of the mitzvah I still have to do. So I'm making bracha after doing the Ikka mitzvah in order to do the cover also the Nanu. So you say Al because it's also going on the past. But I'm saying it now to cover also the Nanu which is coming soon.
The top toast question, is that Rav Papi or Rav Papa? That Al can go either way. The top toast post, is that Rav Papi or Rav Papa?
That was Rav Papi. Rav Papi, the Al really means it's the Ova, but can also be the Ever mean the future. Yeah, Yossi, what's your
argument? Also could occur that you say the Papa after lifting it up. You do the non-doing, you don't do the non-doing, so you thought you weren't in time with it, well, and then it'll come that you'll do another bracha, so that's all.
No, I want you.
You'll do the picking up.
You'll pick it up.
Which is Yossi the mitzvah. You say the bracha, you say the bracha.
Why don't I make a bracha afterwards?
What?
Why don't I make a bracha?
People
think
that they have to lifting it up
according
to the Shisa.
Everyone knows you have to make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. Why should he make a bracha afterwards?
Because he sees everybody else going to
a puppy
doing that.
But people have to think. Yeah? You have to use your brain.
Yes,
that's the title of it. The 10th commandment, 11th commandment is use your brain. So you have to use your brain. So you're making a bracha after doing mitzvah. Why will you think that? Why am I doing that? Don't think because everyone else is doing that, because that means you're not using your brain. Why? Are you making a bracha after doing it? Here it is. There must be another part.
Because I plan on doing it in halal. I plan on doing non-doing.
Oh, excellent. So plan on doing non-doing.
I didn't do the non-doing.
Why wouldn't you do non-doing?
I don't know. What reason? I don't know what it was. I go back inside and I say, oh, I have to do bracha again. Bracha levakola. Bracha levakola.
I don't understand you. Somebody makes a bracha on anything. I don't understand what you're talking about. Why would he think he has to make another bracha again? Why would he?
He didn't do the non-doing.
Okay.
So he'll come back inside.
Yeah.
And say, has to do the bracha again.
Okay. So, what's your problem with that?
Bracha the problem.
Who says the bracha about Torah?
Because he already was a kind of mitzvah, I have to run.
The Ikka mitzvah is still a mitzvah about the non-doing.
He has to recite a bracha again.
Saying, who says not? You're making an offer to bracha about Torah. Who says?
I'm pretty sure not. If you go to the mitzvah, it's not.
If the bracha you made, there might be the bracha you made is going on that as well. But so you're making a loch, it's a bracha atal. If it's a bracha atal, then you'd have to make a bracha again. Maybe you would. Maybe you would. I'd say it's not a bracha atal because you made a bracha on that, which will also cover that. But I'll tell you, maybe you would make a bracha. So the answer to the question which we posed was, why do we halacha the mitzvah and not do like the Gemara says? That's because all this old Gemara was in a papi. A papi says, I'll cough the brights to tell me you make a bracha after doing the mitzvah. Maybe all that a papa, the al means in the future as well. He's 50-50. Al means in the future. Do you have any makor in this bracha that tells me that you have to make a bracha after doing the mitzvah? No, there's no makor. Because the bride could mean you make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. And I'll tell you, you should make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Because I'm into this bracha to Eber HaSiyos, and you should make the bracha before.
How do
you know the mitzvah? Very simple. Netzaru lotzis bo. You take in order to be yoytzi. You haven't been yoytzi yet because you're holding the load of upside down, or the esteg upside down, or you have kavan not to be yoytzi, or something like that. You take it in order to be yoytzi. You make a bracha al mitzvah before you do the mitzvah. And then you do the mitzvah. Brilliant. That's what we do. That's exactly what we do. So that, so we follow a popel. Very good. That was the pshat in the halacha l'maaseh. So let's finish off the Gemara now. V'hilchasa al dir chametz. It's in the middle of the omud, exactly in the middle of the omud. You see the middle of the omud? V'hilchasa, there's a little aleph there. Hilchasa al biur chametz. And I'm like, it's a papa and a poppy. Do you say levay or do you say al? So the Gemara, loch is, you say al. Kiddush, telling you that, what does it mean? Hilchasa al biur chametz, what does it mean? Says Rashi, what does it mean? Hilchasa al biur?
Nami.
Nami la ba mashmait. Also, you could do either. You can do al, you could do la. It also means Abba.
This is normal.
It's one thing. Let's finish Rashi first. We got a Mila Nami. And by Mila as well, Loishno Avia Ben Me'inish Ta'alma. Now that we say Al means in the future, so now there's nothing wrong with Avia Ben to say Ala Mila. And nothing wrong, yeah? Nothing wrong to say Ala Mila. Do you remember the previous in the Gemara? The Gemara said, we're going to have poppy. How can you say al on the mila? And I said, because al, you can't say lomo because it's not, the mitzvah is not mutzal on you. So you say, what about the father? And I can't mean the father says lomo. If you're going to have poppy, there's a difference between the father and someone else. The father says lomo and everyone else says al. Because al is busy ever, but you don't have another choice. If you're going to have popper, al is the chatchila. Al means also the future. Once al is the chatchila and the bride says you say ala mila, Mishnah says you say Alamila. There's no reason to say Echelet between Avi Aben or anyone else. Everyone can say Alamila. Because it's the Chatchila.
But what is there
more? Let me finish the Rashi and then you can ask. The Gabamila Nami. Loish. Avi Aben, Minish Talmud. There's no difference between Avi Aben or anyone else. The Hola, Bo Mashna. Al means in the future. Valmila Nami, Kelomol Domi. Alamila is just as good as Lomol. So you might as well say Alamila. Why make a difference between
a
father?
Alamila. Why is it changing? Why
is it not Alamila? It is Alamila. Alamila. The Russian of the Russian of the Gemara beforehand was there. Alamila.
You said
Alamila. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. It's a good honor, but nice better. It is Alamila. Alamila means Alhamila, like the Gemara said. So there actually kind of has a hay missing here. Mila nami kilomot, sorry, because I didn't chat that Yossi, but we'll have to see what we can do with that. Missing a hay. Yossi is pointing out that Rashi is missing a hay in Al Mila. So Rashi is telling us a chiddush. Rashi is telling us a chiddush, the Avi HaBen says Al Hamila. So if I'd ask you in a test, whenever we do it, is there a difference between the father and anyone else when they do Bris Mila? What would you answer? According to a poppy, there is. Why? Because according to a poppy, Al is very busy Evan. How can you say Al? So if you're a father of a Ben, don't say Al. Say Lomel. So if anyone else can't, so they have to say Al. The same thing according to a
Papa. It would make a difference.
It would make a difference.
That's my question though.
Equal. How can mean the future as much as it can mean?
I'm not talking about future and past. I'm just talking about the using, the generality of all versus the particularness of le. Wouldn't it be better to say le, mamul, because I'm the one who's doing it. If I'm the father and I'm doing it, it'd be better for him to say mamul.
Sure, asking a good one. That's what you should be asking. Sure, asking. Very nice. Everyone can say al. But surely, Lomo has an extra thing in it, saying it's my mitzvah. Al, in the future, it doesn't mean it's my mitzvah. Right? Lomo means it's my mitzvah. So maybe it'd be better to say, Lomo, because it's my mitzvah. That is a very good aura. It's a good aura. Rashi says we don't make chiluk between brothers. But the Rambam does say like this thing. The Rambam says that Aviyah Ben says Lomo. Aviyah Ben says Lomo. The Ram speaks it out. So we'll try and find that one. The Ram speaks it out. Let's see if I can find it. The Rambam says the Ram brings down this Rambam. He says, "Shaloi k'nevei Rambam shekosef egimol hechaz mila shemoy emolet benoi mevarch Hashem v'deshon mitzvot of mitzivanu lomol esaben." Says the Ran, "Ein dvar mechavarim." He's not right, because the Gemara he said they conjure a paw. According to a paw p, I'm a conjure a papa. That's the same al and. Alamila is the same as le, and therefore there's no mila in saying lo. The Rambam kind of did have learn, like you're saying. The Rambam is learning that since, like Rashi, since the al now means the future, there's no difference. The Rambam does make that chiluk. Let's see Tosis. The Hilchasa al biyuchon. Yochel huloy makin. Halacha is that you can choose. Yochel huloy makin. You can, if you want, say it. Shav ze aloshein mashma labo. This also means lahabo. So that's the halacha. You can choose. So Yaakov, if you want, on 1 year tovshin pei, you can say levay chomet, and tovshin pei aleph, you can say al bi chomet. You can do what you want. There's mamish no nachkamin. To tell us, you can do either.
Why would he want to, but then we'll have a situation where we'll have different people doing different types of brachas. Moses says, no, we want everyone on the side to be shamu mifi, the five of so, no machloket, everyone to say the same thing. I want everyone to say mamu, or I want everyone to say...
Okay, it's a good all right. Yeah. Also, Zechi at the task, what would be if somebody did say, al biochomit? Would it be a brachel of atzala passes? Anyway, it couldn't be a poppy, it wouldn't be, because al is also labo, b'di'evet. So, okay, yeah, good eye. Oh, ishema, or maybe, says Peter, ishema, dapka al bilchami. Now, Papa wasn't coming to tell me that you can choose, you think you have to say al bilchami. The ishtamba brachel, and there's a certain reason with all the brachel. You go through all the different brachas that we had, 28 or something, the list we had. There's a reason why some say al and some say la. Avari loy motza tam achala brachas. The re couldn't find it. The re could not find the reason. Couldn't crack the code. Why you say, what do you say by mezuzah? What brach do you make when you put up the mezuzah? Likvaya. Why likvaya? Why not al kriyas mezuzah? And chomet, what do you say? Al biyo chomet. What's the difference between the two bachla? Or, Lehaniyat tefillin, al mitzvah tefillin, the same mitzvah. You say, al and le, what's going on? This atif betitis. And what brach do you make in Talis Kotan?
Al
mitzvah tefillin. What's the difference between the two of those? Right? Means it's chaval and mistaken, different brachas, different aschais, but says the re, I don't know what the code is. I don't know how, I don't know why. seems to be without rhyme and reason. That's what the Ri says. I mean, there must be some type of rule that this is what you make, but I don't know what it is. Lavdik Nezra Shabbat, Lavdik Nezra Chanukah, those are with Lamed. And what did you make an Eretz Shirin? What is the rule exactly? So, Baruch Hashem, Tzitzis doesn't have a Shabbos. Tzitzis leaves it open. But a lot of Rishonim do give Mahalchim. We're going to try and do two main ones. I mean, the Rosh speaks out, and then we're going to try and do the Rambam. The Rambam is very negative, Meister. That's why we'll learn the Rambam after. So for now, we'll learn the Rosh. Now it's the start, Anton?
Yes, I understand it all.
I couldn't understand. Yeah, that's why we have shit. Very good.
Is this the Rosh you sent the other day?
It's the Rosh I sent out my email the other day, yeah. You have it, Bernard, now?
Yeah.
I can try and send it out again if you need it.
No, I have it.
Well, I can share a screen if you want.
And I wouldn't mind if you send the Rambam in the next day or later during the day.
Rambam we're not going to do today.
No, but I'd like to have it, though.
Ah, okay, no problem.
I have to go in here in a few minutes.
No problem. Gosh,
what are we looking for now?
Where are we up to? We said Aleph, Simon Aleph.
Are we going to do the Rosh? We're doing the Rosh,
right?
We're doing the Rosh now?
Rosh now. Rosh now. Yeah. If you don't have it, I can try and share the screen with you. Moshe Peretz, do you have it?
Yeah, I've got it, thanks. Okay. Yeah, I've got it, thank you.
Hi, Moshe Peretz, I've been with us already for some time.
The big one, Yud?
Yeah, in the middle of Yud. My Mavar. I've got it. My Mavar. My Mavar. The big Rosh, Simon Yud, from the middle of Simon Yud. In the email I sent, it's just from here. So, my Mavar. What Rosh do you make? We got Poppy, Nishmei Derava, Amas, Al Biofamit. Here we see spot already a difference in the Rishonim. Also the Ra has this as well. There's different good sides in the Gemara. Who says what? Just to make life a little bit more exciting. So the Ra has a big view control. So from now on, whenever we mention a Poppa, it means that Al means in the past. And whenever we say a Poppy, it means Al means in the future. As well. Right? A poppy holds both ways and a pop holds only in the past. Even though till now we did that the other way, and now we do a clearing of our mind, and from here on in the Rosh and the Ram, that's where it's gonna be. So says
they're switching it? How are they switching it?
Obviously my focus in good size. Right? So poppy mishmeh rama alma al biyochamit, and a papah says levayochamit. Ve'ochatza al biyochamit. Pirush, gam al biyochamit. There's no nachmina alocha who recalling what, but the alocha maisa, you can also say al biyochamit. Says the Rosh, I don't understand. Why should anyone tell you that you can say al biyochamit? Why not do something that everyone will be happy with? Levi, there was no machlokes about, right? So why are we going out of our way just to make life difficult? That's what we're doing. Why are we doing that? Why don't we say Levi and then everyone's happy? Even though Levi, everyone's masking. That's good. And by Al Bio, there's machlokes. So why are we doing that? Says the Rosh, you know why? Mishum da'amah v'mesechus brachos. In the Gemara brachos it says, mevichosav shel adam nika shetam etzachol. How you make a bracha, you show whether you're tam etzachol. Because when you make a bracha, if you can show a halacha by making such a bracha, that's preferred. So I've got choice. I can either say levai, or what does that show me? Everyone has said levai is good. Or I can say al biu. And Al Bio is showing that Allah is like who? like a poppy, right, in the Rosh, right? The halacha is like a poppy. Very good, Yashua, I see you holding it. So Mela, it's better to say, oh. The idea to show that he's at a Pamvarch Albiro Nikesh Atamas Pachim, who? The idea that Albiro Namila Abomashma, and he knows that Al is also Labo. Kedah Omar Bepeh Ketz in the Volkin, he brings a ride from the Gemara in Brochus, Mishtabchin Rabbonon Levzea, Rabbonon would tell Levzea that it's Barav Zvid, Barav Zvid, the other Godin, he's a very great man of Bochim Brochus. And he knows a lot about Hilton Brochus, Omar Lehem, so Levzea said to them, when this Barav Zvid comes, Heviu Liodi, bring him to me. I'd like to have a discussion with him. Hilchos Brachos. He also, when he came, he gave him a tray of food, and he took out a tray, which is like a table, and he took out a loaf of bread. Omale, so if there is said to Barav Zvid, eat something. Lishri lon mal. I think it means to be moit to me, please, with a brach. Kopotach v'oma moitzi lechem in art. He had a choice. He could say hamoitzi, or he could say moitzi lechem in art. Omu, zeh sa'imim olav odim gadiru. Such a person who says moitzi lechem in art. He's an Adam Godin. Bishloimah, and I hear the Bach's a slightly different gizza. Bishloimah, Yomalon Hamoitzi. Ramalon Taimah. The Kangalon Hilfsaka Abono. If he would say Hamoitzi, so then that would be good. Because he was coming, telling us that Allah is either Abono and his Machlekas, and then Misha would say Hamoitzi or Moitzi. So by him saying Hamoitzi, he's showing us that Allah is either Abono. Hello, I'm a moitzi. Mike, I'm a moitzi. What's the chiddush by moitzi? Kule amelai pligi. Everyone agrees that moitzi you yaitzer with. So they're all saying, I've got a gemara that says, if you've got choice, moitzi everyone holds is good. How moitzi is a chiddush? So the gemara says that if you have a choice to say hamoitzi or moitzi, it's better to use the word hamoitzi, which is teaching us a halacha, then rather tell us moitzi, which doesn't teach us any halacha. So by saying moitzi, I know a person out there, a bottle that moitzi is good. Saying moitzi, no machlokes.
There's two problems I'm thinking about. First, isn't it better also to go with no machlokes, you know, to try to harmonize rather than go with one side, you know, like why choose to adopt and go only according to one side?
Okay,
number one. Isn't there also, you don't want to be a show-off? You know, we don't want to have
Godless,
you know, whatever.
You know, I wonder if
the people
coming up, so I'm going to go and use this unique way of doing it because I want to teach English for them. Okay, what's the answer's question?
Every child knows
to say Hamotzi,
so
it
shouldn't become the food.
I eat the food from the cook. Yeah, you're right. Now there's a certain thing. Now we've all been brought up after the Gemara. The Gemara says just say Hamotzi, and therefore we say Hamotzi. But in the time of Chazal, it was all up for grabs. Wow. It was much later, so you think.
Why can't go with my meal? Everything we do.
No, it's not meat. There's no meat there. There was a shaila in halacha whether you say moitzi or hamoitzi, and the psak halacha was you say hamoitzi. But everyone would agree you could say moitzi. But the chiddush halacha, psak halacha was that you can say hamoitzi as well. Similar to what we have here. There's a shaila whether it's biro, al, levi, or al biro. And the psak halacha is you can also say al. Very similar. And says the Gemara there, better in that situation to show a halacha when you do the mitzvah rather than try and just follow everyone's opinion. It's better to do a chiddush in your bracha rather than that. I mean, without that Gemara, maybe I wouldn't have said it. Yeah, but says Rosh, the Gemara is saying that. The Gemara says that when you learn bracha, sing bracha, you shouldn't just be saying brachas. If you teach halachas at the same time,
that is the Adma of Rishon
And then you have a machlokes, and okay.
And halacha is like the other one. Also good.
You can use.
You can.
Why should I?
In order to teach.
You should.
In order to teach that halacha.
You're causing division.
Once I look at something, it's not offending anyone if I don't go against Allah, if I followed Allah. That's not offending anyone. That's Torah. Torah tells us we have a Shaila, and Allah tells me something. Now, Allah wasn't going, I could have gone like the other opinion.
I don't want to use it.
So,
his community will not use it. And anyone on the human on his side will start using it?
Yeah.
That's the best skin in his face.
Well, what does halacha mean? If the Gemara says halacha, what does that mean?
I mean that you could.
Right? Why could you?
Doesn't mean do it.
Say that. But if by telling you could, you're also against your pop, right? So there's no pop. You can't. And he's saying you can.
I feel you should.
He didn't want to offend him, he wasn't sure that you're talking about the Kiddush HaRabbi, he said Kiddush HaRabbi was, so therefore he was waiting. He was in Paris to say, I don't know what it's for, he was.
Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, do the people in Beit Shammai go to Beit Hillel because Beit Hillel is a
halacha? Most of the Beit Shammai people held the Beit Shammai, and Beit Hillel people held the Beit Hillel.
So how can they do that?
The halacha is for us, and we have to be misnight. Somebody has a Rebbe holds one way, his Rebbe holds one way, follows his Rebbe. Then there's also stuff for Klal Yisrael. The halacha is that we hold that the halacha follows this opinion. Right? Mm-hmm. Like Moshe said, there was somebody said they used to marry each other, he used to tell them this is the chorus for you, and they used to be marked about yichos for each other. That was the government of Bisham. But the matter that there's something called halacha. Now there's an extra chiddush which we see in brachas, which is a chiddush, extra chiddush. Now, when you say a bracha and you can be mechamish halacha, that's what you should be doing as well. Which without the Gemara brachas, I would have said that you all say, Adrabba, let's make life all friendly, chummy, tell everyone we're all holding each other, achters, right? The Gemara brachas is saying, not like that. The Gemara brachas says, if you're talking to Chacham, Adrabba, he would tell us halacha and when you do something.
But everyone should be in the
Bayer. I'll be over.
Everyone should? No, it's not everyone that I'll be over.
But we're saying we're teaching halacha. Teaching halacha, the albiyah is also good.
Now we should teach everyone that Levi'im is also good.
There's no argument that Levi'im is not good.
Huh?
There's no argument that Levi'im is not good.
I can teach you,
people
don't know.
So the other as they would say, hafok al hafok, he'll say nowadays that everyone says albiyah, we should all say Levi in order to teach that Levi'im is also good. Okay. Every 25 years we should be changing back to teach the other way. So we're going to have to stop here. From here on, the Rosh now explains the chiluk of the brachas, which we have to share tomorrow. We will manage to get through at least most of them. If you have a chart I gave out, you can start filling it in according to the Rosh. These are shitters, but we have to share tomorrow. We hope to get through.
Oh, did you send something else?
Did I forget to send it to you?
I didn't receive anything, but I could see.
Okay, I shall do that right now.
Sure.
Fine. That's all.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Go to...